we bring you Open Bible Dialogue with your host, Joseph Chambers. Open Bible Dialogue is 2 hours of presentation and discussion from the infallible Word of God. You're the special guest, and you're invited to call and participate.
When you wake up in the night and you worry, you just start praying and calling on the name of Jesus and rest your life in His care, and He will give you victory.
Okay, well, what about these dreams I'm having about these snakes every night?
I like the same thing. Go to God with all your heart and your faith.
Okay, well, the craziest thing is I wake up with erections after these dreams.
Sir, listen. Now, I'm going to mark the time of your call, and we're going to do our best to trace you people that are so ugly and so mean and so idiot. You know, it's horrible. Hey, Luther.
Listen, I don't know who these idiots are that are calling up here with all these silly phone calls, but I've listened to you on several occasions, and I find that what you're doing is valuable, and we need your voice. And I am totally naked and covered in pancake syrup.
It's amazing how crazy these fellas are. I don't understand.
Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could answer a question regarding the great harlot, the whore of Revelation that they talk about.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes. I was wondering if you happen to have her phone number. It's been a while.
Wait a minute now.
Do you believe that UFOs are real?
Well, I don't know. I just know that I've seen some powerful documentation regarding things such as crop circles. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, I've been reading about it.
Some of the most powerful evidence that I've seen are those mysterious brown tracks that show up in people's underwear, especially mine.
You know, it's amazing to me that I have a character like this. You can tell he has a mental problem.
Hey, Freaks, it's Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, eating piss mushrooms. Plus, which internet meme is getting gay married? A stomach full of live maggots and masturbating in front of a teenager just for the longer jail sentence. All coming up today on DV.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniffery.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
I'm a human being!
He ate his own feces.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey guys, Tim back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great one for you today. I just noticed that my buddies Lasexaflex are on Spotify. You remember them, right? They have that song about toxic shock syndrome. They just list things that you shouldn't put in your pussy. They should have that album on Spotify. They don't, though. They have their newest album called The Naughty Contest, which includes Suck Dick, Eat Cheetos.
Dangerously cheesy.
All I wanna do is suck dick and eat Cheetos. Munching on your cock like breakfast burritos. Bitches.
They're big on food and sex. Their last album had a song about burgers in your butt.
You've got poop on your face.
And a burger in your butt.
Poop on your face.
And a burger in your butt.
I don't know. Suck Dick, Eat Cheetos is a good follow-up to that. The end of their newest album, which you can, again, hear on Spotify, is pretty great. It made me laugh.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
I think longtime listeners of the show know that reference, right?
Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. It's the Hello, My Future Girlfriend guy.
Hello, my future girlfriend. My future girlfriend. This is what I sound like. My future girlfriend. I am 11 years old. In the 6th grade. Please PM me if I'm on Yahoo chat.
Yeah, that was like one of the original internet memes. I think from the 90s, right? We've got an update from this guy. He's now all grown up.
Hello, my future boyfriend.
And a cock smoker. Yeah, as an adult, I don't know how old he is here. He's in his 20s, it looks like. He recreated the Hello, My Future Girlfriend audio, but updated it since he discovered that he's gay and he's trying to net himself some dick and nuts. I think it's perfectly fine to use what was once a very embarrassing situation. Millions of people around the internet knew your squeaky ass prepubescent voice, shamelessly, desperately trying to find himself a girlfriend. It was probably pretty traumatic. You know that Star Wars kid? You know, the fat one who was doing lightsaber routines by himself? The internet almost drove him to suicide. Should have just waited a few years and tried to use it to get himself a girlfriend like this guy's doing.
Hello, my future boyfriend. This is me, 22, still live in New Mexico.
It's so funny because in the original Hello, My Future Girlfriend, that website where he posted that, it included a picture of himself. And he's just like this geeky, dorky-looking kid with bad fashion. And as a 22-year-old, he's still a dorky-looking kid with bad fashion. Just like the worst hair.
I'm online a lot, so you should IM me. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
People were much nicer to him about this video. See what happens when you're true to yourself? Although some people are still clueless. One girl was like, why didn't you say boyfriend in your first video? It's because he was 10 years old, for Christ's sakes. Didn't know he was going to end up loving dick as much as he did. So he did. So that video was posted back in like 2010, I think. Pretty much the last we heard from Mike. If you're wondering what he's been up to for the past 9 years, I have an update. Oh, this is a Distorted View exclusive. I'm Tim Henson with your breaking UTARD news. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 1974, apparently. I use outdated music. After an exhaustive 25-second search on Facebook, I found Mike Blount, or whatever his name is. And by the way, we're now friends. I clicked add friend, and like 3 seconds later, I was added, and so now I know all about Mike. He works at Walmart, still in New Mexico, but the big news is he's engaged to be married!
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
That's not exactly the kind and warm response I was looking for.
Oh, hey, queer.
All right, already. This kid's just trying to live his life. He doesn't post a lot on Facebook, but one thing that I did find funny, he posted a link to a news article with the headline, Doctor Arrested on Accusations of Sexually Assaulting Women in His Office. And Michael said, this was my psychiatrist. I guess this explains the substandard care I received. If only you were a woman. He'd dick the crazy right out of you. Well, again, congratulations, Mike, on the engagement and finding your future husband. Thanks for stopping by.
Mike Blount.
Oh, thank you, Facebook. Yes, you're supposed to. That's how you pronounce his name, Mike Blount. I love that feature. You click on details about you on, you know, someone's profile, and then you can hear how their name is supposed to be pronounced. Although, in my case, of course, I gotta be a dumbass about it.
My shits go blop.
That's how you pronounce Tim Henson, according to Facebook.
My shits go blop.
Thank you. It's true. My shits do go plop. Let's move on now. We've talked about urine therapy before on the program. These people believe that drinking urine or slathering their own urine on their bodies will help heal them or prevent disease. They're obviously crazy, but there are multiple levels of piss medicine kookiness. All right, you've got people who just simply apply their fresh piss on their skin or cuts or their scalp if they're going bald or something. Okay, that's pretty nutty. Then a step below, as we descend into madness, there's people who drink their fresh piss. Below that are people who store their piss. Fresh piss is good. Fermented piss? Well, that's a goddamn miracle cure! Yeah, these people store their piss in jugs for like a year. And then they drink it, and it's very disgusting and pungent, right? Alright, believe it or not, there is a step below that. I just learned about this today. I think there's only one person in existence who does this. He says that he has actually grown piss mushrooms in his fermented pee. How is this possible? I don't think it is.
It's going to go on europaths.com YouTube channel. Okay. Right, it's also going to go on mono atoms here. This is also research for monoatomic elements from the aged urine, all right, and the high alkalinity of the pH ranges of 10.5 and 10.75.
No, he's crazy here. obviously, he's drinking his own aged urine. But do you think he kind of knows what he's talking about? He's using terms like pH levels and alkalinity. Wait, that doesn't sound like a word, does it? Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. Or the other possibility is I just mispronounced it. Alkalinity? Whatever. It has to do with alkaline. Do you think he knows what these words mean? Is like he's saying the words, but does he know what it means?
Of the pH ranges of 10.5 and 10.75 with the appearing of the monoatomic mushroom. Now,
That's what he calls it, a monoatomic mushroom. It appeared or grew in his jar of pee?
75 with the appearing of the monoatomic mushroom. Now, as far as I know, I was the first one to discover this mushroom from aged urine, and I've been doing this aged urine for quite a few years now, and I have not been able to produce another one of these mushrooms. If you don't know what the monoatomic mushroom is, I also refer to it as the human biotic mushroom, biotic mushroom, antibiotic mushroom, world's most powerful antibiotic, M-state, consciousness, M-mushroom, mono-mushroom, all right?
There's a lot of names for something you've only seen once. Did you guys miss that little part? He grew the mushroom once in his urine, and he hasn't been able to reproduce it. There's not a doubt in my mind of what happened here. Air got into his piss jar, and mold grew. It's not a mushroom. It's just a large concentration of mold that probably kind of looked vaguely like a mushroom, and then he ate it. Because if it's in a vat of piss, it must be good. This guy is so weird for a variety of reasons, of course. He stores his pee with these jars, but he doesn't use a regular lid. He uses, like, paper towels on top of the jar, and then he puts a rubber band around it. So what happens is these piss fumes basically eat through the paper towels, right? Because it's so noxious. And then some of the fibers of the paper towel get in the piss jar. This is how the mushroom grows.
All right, we're going to test these other ones. And that was the only one where the actual fiber got in there as well, which is interesting. All right? So this one started to disintegrate a little bit, even though because the pieces fell off of that one. Like, as you can see, it sprayed off here, almost like some kind of reaction. So it'll be interesting to see if this one here has the...
This guy has very acidic piss, apparently.
As well, but this one doesn't. All right, but nice cream there, you can see.
Oh, yeah, at the bottom, there's, I don't know, sediment or something.
A little mix-up. See the cream on the bottom? That's all good.
If you want to see this guy's piss, I'll make it today's featured image. Over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideja.com. He spends 20 minutes going through multiple jars.
You can almost see, like, you know, some jellyfish-like biotic mushroom maybe forming on the outside first. Look at that. It's like a ring in there. You see that?
Yeah, your pee is gross, man. You should see a doctor. Moving on, I've got an awkward live stream interaction. This guy, I guess, films his entire life, and he went on a date with a woman. I think this is their first date. He brings his whole setup along, his camera. The girl can see the chat, right? And they're asking her questions and mentioning embarrassing things about the guy. Like, this dude does not shower on a daily basis. And that's a bit of news that is broken to this poor, poor girl.
All right. Why doesn't TSA shower? What do you mean, homie? I showered like 3 days ago. What are you talking about? How many times do you shower?
He's going on a date with her? You didn't shower before the date at least?
Like once every 3 days, 4 days. Depends how dirty I get. I usually don't get dirty, so I just change the clothes.
Well, when I was going to the gym a lot, I'd obviously like shower every day because you get really sweaty.
Yeah.
I think it's different in European countries. I really do. Like, here in America, we shower or bathe once a day. That's the norm, right? But maybe over there every other day. Still, 3 days, you're really pushing it.
Every day? Why would you need to wash yourself every day?
Especially in the summer, don't you get really hot and sweaty and need to...
She's trying to explain why you would shower.
I smell good. Just change the clothes and you smell good, man. What do you mean? You're not supposed to shower every day. That's not good for you.
It can dry out your skin. I'll give you that. Just remember to put lotion on, though. There are ways to combat that. All right, then my favorite thing that can happen to a live streamer happens, and that is someone donates money and the text-to-speech kicks in. Remember, this guy's on a date with a girl out in public, and one of his viewers has something very important that he needs to tell this poor girl who's on a date with the streamer.
TSA also didn't wash under his foreskin before he was 16 years old. Tell her what you found under the skin.
Oh, no. Story time!
Yeah, so when I was 16, I didn't... Alright, this is going to sound very awkward, okay? But I didn't pull my foreskin back until I was like 16, and I went to the doctor. And it was like all yellowy stuff. Like,
no.
I thought I had like a disease or something.
No, but it's just smegma because you're a dirty, dirty boy. Meanwhile, this poor girl is trying to eat her lunch.
He said you just had to wash it. It was because I didn't wash in a long time.
Thank God you waited until I'd eaten to tell me that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Is that really something that you should tell a girl? I don't think so.
Yeah, there's no chance in hell you're getting laid.
Sorry. I mean, he wanted me to tell you, that's why.
Yeah.
What are you guys on about?
On the plus side, she ended up paying for the date. I don't know how he swung that. I guess she felt bad for him or something. All right, moving on. One of the first things I remember doing for Distorted View back in 2000 when we were, you know, doing the internet radio show in Dallas, Texas, was going through and trying to make Joey laugh at some ridiculous band names. I printed out this list of like 100 real band names that were just super dumb. Wasn't particularly a very creative bit, but, you know, it was just a time waster. And I remember some of the names included Jesus Chrysler Supercar, John Cougar Concentrate. That one makes me laugh. John Cougar Concentration Camp. Dick Nibbler's All-Star Weenie Roast. Bloated Scrotum. Bleeding Rectum. The Biscuit Tits. It goes on and on. Mary Kay's Pink Cadillac Dildo. What? Mechanical Tampon Fish. Mega Smegma. That's a pretty good one. So, you know, most of these bands you never hear of, really. They're just like regional, like cover bands, or they're super shitty and they just sort of play in the Tri-City area or something. They never gain any sort of acclaim or fame. But what happens if you name your band something really dumb, but then things start happening? You're actually getting paid to play. You know, you're going to different venues, different cities, different states. You're getting played on the radio. Well, that's exactly what happened with the Bedwetting Bad Boys. A lot of DJs, surprisingly, were not too happy about having to say the name of the band.
We had the Sydney band, Bedwetting Bad Boys. What an amazing band name.
Before that, probably the worst named band I've heard since Diarrhea Planet, the Bedwetting Bad Boys. They do have a fantastic record, though, called Rot.
Before that, Bedwetting Bad Boys, who have a name that is admittedly terrible.
Here's a band with a truly, truly terrible name from Sydney, Australia, on Agitated Records. This from an album called Rot. They're called the Bedwetting Bad Boys. Shouldn't play them, really. The train's called Work Again.
This guy didn't even want to play him because of his name.
We just heard from the Bedwetting Bad Boys. Which,
they just seem so exasperated.
Hate a band just because of their name. I have.
Before that, Bedwetting Bad Boys.
You actually hear him sighing. Oh, I have to say this name, Bedwetting Bad Boys. Is it really that big of a deal? I mean, there's bands like The Flaming Lips. That's a dumb name, too. These guys are just saying, hey, You know, we're bad boys. We drink a lot, and then we piss ourselves. We have a good time. Calm the fuck down. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. I could really use your help. I'm looking for a few good freaks to become true and honorable members of the Sideshow over there at superfreaksideshow.com. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, more importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. You get a personalized password-protected RSS feed. Most podcast apps work with password-protected feeds. You'll get all the free shows, all the exclusive shows, and there are archive RSS feeds. So you can subscribe to, like, the 2016 shows, and you'll have all of those to listen to. It's pretty cool. Check it out. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Tomorrow we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program. Yesterday we did one as well, so there's plenty of stuff in the archive. Sideshow's been around since, what, November 2006, so tons of exclusive shows for you to check out. The other way to help me out, and I'm looking for just a few more patrons to hit that 100 member mark. Yeah, we have almost 100 patrons. You can pledge as little as a dollar, patreon.com/distortedview. I try to post special little things that aren't necessarily Distorted View related. I just posted an old video we did. You get access to a special voicemail line. I'll play your calls first on the show, stuff like that. Patreon.com/distortedview. Just a few ways to help support this nonsense. Three very quick stories now. First up, a recovering cancer patient swallowed a cup of live maggots after being told by a friend that this could fully eliminate the cancer from her body. This is a new one for me. I've heard of other dumb cancer treatments, like using precious stones or essential oils, or, you know, drinking your own fermented piss. Have you tried eating a piss mushroom?
Piss mushroom.
Piss mushroom.
Piss mushroom.
I mean, if you've got cancer, why not try it? Recovering cancer patient swallowed a cup of live maggots after being told by a friend that this could fully eliminate the cancer from her body. That's according to local Chinese media. Oh, China. You're back with some goofy-ass shit. Doctors in Shaanxi province, China, suspected that the woman's cancer had relapsed. Woo! No need for that flourish after the word relapsed. But after some tests, they found that her symptoms were not caused by cancer, but rather by the insects crawling around inside her stomach. Wait a second. This woman was cured of cancer, and she swallowed maggots anyway? Her friend was like, just to be sure. Sometimes there's a little bit of lingering cancer. Just swallow these maggots, they'll eat it right up. And instead, it made the woman sick, and doctors thought she had more cancer. The maggots caused her cancer-like symptoms. I would drop that friend. That can't be a real friend, right? That's a Facebook friend. One of those anti-vax, flat-earth people, right? All right, so yes, the doctors found that there were insects crawling around inside her stomach. Oh, they were still alive in there! Ah! The woman, whose surname is Lee, has received medical treatment to remove the maggots. It'd be funny if the doctors just made her drink a bunch of Raid, you know, insect poison, and that, in turn, gave her more cancer. 3 years ago, Lee had been diagnosed with cancer in her left lung. Lee, what would swallowing the maggots do? When you swallow, it goes in your stomach, it's in your digestive tract, not in your lungs. All right, Lee had been diagnosed with cancer in her left lung. Lee underwent many different treatments, including surgery, chemotherapy, targeted therapy. Finally, her condition stabilized. Maybe she still had the cancer, because stabilizing doesn't mean remission, right? Lee returned to the hospital. Lee said that starting 2 weeks prior, she began to suffer from chest pains, acid reflux, and heartburn. She said the pain would become worse, even unbearable, at night. That's when maggots like to scurry about. All right, the first thing we wondered was, did it metastasize? Wang Zhang, head of the oncology department at Xi'an Central Hospital, said. So we used the standard assessment process for tumors and gave her a complete evaluation. After we did that, we found that her situation was completely stable. There weren't any traces of the tumor relapsing. Since no cancer was found, the doctors decided to instead examine her stomach directly in search of the source of her pain. They shoved a camera down there in her intestines. And what's more, they found that parasites were in there. And what's more is that they were still moving. Finally, after we asked the patient in detail about what she had done, the patient said that 1 month ago she swallowed a bottle of maggots. Lee told doctors that it was a folk remedy that she heard of from a friend. According to Lee, the friend claimed that her cancerous tumor would be cured after ingesting a bottle of maggots. Once the doctors found the cause of Lee's ailment, they administered medicine to kill all of the maggots. By the second day, Lee's pain was completely gone. Lee has already left the hospital and is now following the doctor's order. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today, we got one all about breast ironing. You know, for wrinkly-ass tits. No, that is not what breast ironing is for. It is basically applying heat to boobs. It literally is ironing them. Breast ironing awareness should be made part of the mandatory school curriculum to protect young girls from abuse. That's according to the National Education Union over there in the Europe or something, UK, I don't know where this is. The practice involves ironing a girl's chest with hot objects to delay breasts from growing so she does not attract male attention. So this is not the young girl's idea. This is like the parents' fruity-ass idea. Preteens want their boobs to grow. They start seeing their friends grow boobs, and they get super self-conscious because their little nubs aren't sprouting. Now you know why. It's because your mom has been taking a curling iron to them or something. Probably like a flat iron, I'm thinking. Conservative MP Nikki Morgan said teachers must also be educated as they have a very important role to play. Jug fluffing? You want to encourage those tits to grow. The Home Office said teachers have a duty, to report concerns. Kinaya, whose name was changed for the news story, lives in the... Why couldn't you pick something easier, like Jessica? Kinaya. Well, now we know she's black. All right, her family descends from West Africa, see, where breast ironing originates, and she was subjected to it at age 10. She said to her, she said that her mom told her, if I don't iron them, men will start coming for you to have sex with you. And I'm sure the girl was like, yeah, let's hope. It's kind of the goal here. That's why we all go to school. No, it's often the child's mother, of course, who will undertake the breast ironing, which usually involves heating a stone or a spoon on a flame, and then pressing, massaging, or flattening the breast. This can go on for months. Time does not erase that kind of pain, Kinaya said. You're not even allowed to cry out. Why can't you cry? This isn't like a test of endurance. Whether you cry or you don't cry, you know, the hot fucking spoon is rolling around your tit there, keeping you from growing breasts. You're not even allowed to cry out. If you do, you're said to have brought shame to your family, as you are not a strong girl. When her eldest turned 10, her mom proposed that she be breast ironed. Breast iron. I said, no, none of my children are going to go through what I went through, as I still live with the trauma. She has since moved away from her family, believing there was a real risk they would have performed the breast ironing on her daughter without her consent. It's thought that around 1,000 girls in the UK have been affected by breast ironing. I mean, okay, I get that it's barbaric or cruel or whatever, but 1,000 girls, that's not a lot. In the grand scheme of things, do we really need to have this, 5,000-word article about breast ironing? While awareness is growing around female genital mutilation, there are fears that few people know about breast ironing. I gotta be honest with you, I don't think I knew about breast ironing. I was aware of tit vacuuming. Those make your nipples really fat. I like how all of these boob-related actions have names that have to do with household chores. That's some sexist-ass bullshit right there. One woman said she only realized breast ironing was not normal when she discovered her body looked different to her classmates, which led her to become distressed. Her sister had breast ironed her from the age of 8, but her teachers failed to notice when she became withdrawn and stopped wanting to take part in PE lessons. That's not that unusual. I didn't want to partake in gym class. I think my dad may have dick ironed me. It certainly would explain a lot, as I look disappointingly down at my cock. Aww. It's so tiny, and it has grill marks on it! Kiri Tunks, joint president of the National Education Union, is now calling for school staff, in particular PE teachers, to be taught how to notice the signs. Like burn marks? Scars? Tits that look all rolled up? It's weird, the article doesn't outline like what the signs are, and I tried looking for it and I couldn't find it. Oh well, I was trying to provide a public service to people. Instead, I'll just read our third news story of the day, and it just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
There is not a police chasing you. If you're in your car driving, don't worry. Everything's okay. I hate when radio commercials include sirens and stuff. They do that on purpose, you know. Get you to pay attention. Although, my first reaction is to turn down the radio and look like a good driver who's paying attention. All right, yes, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Tampa, Florida. A woman is behind bars after deputies say she attempted to steal from a beauty supply store. It's not that unusual, right? Simple robbery. But then, while being transported to the county jail, she masturbated in front of a teenager. She's like, you know what? If I'm going to go to jail, I'm going down in a blaze of glory. The girls back at home would laugh at me. They found out I was going to jail just for stealing some hair color. Let's really pad my rap sheet up with some pedophile charges. Now it's interesting, thank you. All right, okay, I thought she was being transported to the jail. How could she masturbate in front of a teenager? Was there a teenager in the patrol car or whatever? Deputies say Tammy Lynn Bonefield, 45, attempted to steal two items under $10 from a Silky Beauty supply. When Bonefield was confronted by an employee for attempting to steal the items, Bonefield punched them in the head and the body and then proceeded to kick another victim. Authorities say she denied stealing anything, but the items were found with her and promptly returned to the store. Now, on the way to jail, Bonefield was transported with a 16-year-old boy who she proceeded to masturbate in front of. The child was separated from her by a metal partition. I'm guessing this kid wasn't going to jail or anything. Maybe he was just taking part in a ride-along because at school he wrote down that he wanted to be a police officer in his career assessment course or something. And they're like, all right, how would you like to see what a day being a police officer is really like? You can ride around with us. I guarantee you this kid is going to become a police officer. This is what happens on a normal day? You can watch broads finger blast themselves? Yeah, sign me up. All right, yes, on the way to jail, Bonefield was transported with a 16-year-old boy who she proceeded to masturbate in front of. The child was separated by the metal partition. Bonefield made multiple sexual comments as well as exposed her breasts and her genitals to the boy. Bonefield has been charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition plus simple battery, theft, and resisting a merchant, which I didn't even know was there's a law against that? What if there's like a situation at a GameStop or something where like the clerk is like, suck my dick. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. And he's like, don't you dare resist me. There are laws. And then I get put behind bars just because I won't perform fellatio on that sick nerd. I'm sure that's what that law means. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. This is really the dumbest show in the world. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to keep in contact with not just me, but the show in general and other freaks. Let me lay out how this all goes down. You can email me, show@distortedview.com. You all heard of email, right? You can find me on social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, and youtube.com/distortedviewshow. We've got a Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. You really should check it out. Discord, for those of you that don't know, it's like a giant chat thing. I know I could probably describe that better. But you can talk with other freaks. There are various rooms or discussion areas. I'm really doing this poorly, aren't I? There are 1,000 other freaks in there. You can post links and share videos. There's a text chat, voice chat. I think some freaks are playing older episodes of Distorted View, so you can even listen to Distorted View content with other freaks. Check it out. It's a good time. Discord, again, a link is over there at the main navigation bar at distortedview.com. All right, now, let's check in with a few freaks, see what they're up to.
Yo, what up, you gay nigga?
Thank you.
Hey, I heard you needed some voicemails, so I thought I'd weigh in on Lord Douche not keeping toilet paper in the bathroom. Goddamn that son of a bitch. I can't believe him.
It's just weird.
He should really do that.
Not only should there be, like, you know, extra rolls, the whole supply should be there. There should never be a time when you're in the bathroom and you have to worry about how the fuck you're going to wipe your asshole. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The madness.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Macho Man Randy Savage here.
Oh, yeah!
I came back from the dead like last year. It's been a while since I called in.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just give you some advice.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that you are apologizing a lot when you play, like, GAT clips or, you know, audio clips with people shitting.
Yeah, and I'm guessing your advice is, instead of apologizing, just don't play it.
You apologize to your freaks, and I just wanted to let you know, you should be more confident in your scat audio. You know, the freaks, they pay for everything you have to show, including the scat. So there's, that's part of the show. Don't apologize
for it. I agree. You know, I'm all for poop audio, poop clips. Unfortunately, the people have spoken, and what happens is, if I start playing too many of these clips, my numbers go down. More importantly, people just go away for a few years. Like, I'll get email from people saying, I had to take a break from the show because I couldn't handle all of the poop content. And then, you know, it takes a while for them to tiptoe back into the Distorted View waters, because they're gun-shy.
Hey, Tim.
Shit shy.
On the 129 show, you talked about a man that didn't want to engage in anal sex because he saw it as a gateway to wanting anal sex with men.
Right. Yeah, it was a YouTuber. This guy was like, I will not even think about the idea of having sex with my girlfriend or a woman in general up the butt because that's a slippery slope. A slippery, shitty slope to man sex.
And you know, Tim, I really see that guy's logic. When I drive around with my ma, he criticizes me for always pulling into parking spots and never backing into them. And I told her about the same thing that guy did.
Never
back in. If I start backing into parking spots, that is just...
If you back into a parking spot, there's a good chance...
Precursor...
You're a gay and you don't know it.
Homosexuality.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim, I love you.
Slow.
Keep up the show.
Thank you very much. Let's do, why don't we do another voicemail here? Yeah, one more and then we'll wrap things up today.
Tim, could you play that Jagoo Jagoo song that What's-Her-Name did? I can't think. I really want to hear that song.
Well, I don't know. Like, this voicemail is from, January? Yeah, so we recently played it. It was after you left this message. But I'll play it again, just not today. We just played it, you know, not too long ago. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is it.
Diarrhea Planet.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.